It's been just about 2 weeks since the scandal known as Bridgegate blew up for Governor Christie. A lot has happened since then as the story unfolds. And here to bring us up to speed is John Mooney of NJ Spotlight. Hello, John.
Hello. It's only been 2 weeks. A lot has gone on in that time.
It seems like forever, doesn't it?
Yeah, indeed.
First, what seems to be developing, true or not, is an impression of it really is who you know and how well you treat them as to whether you get anywhere in working with the Christie administration. What do you think of that?
You know, there are stories literally breaking every day. There's stories today about the state funding using Sandy money, no less, to fund a project in Belleville, which then turned around. The mayor endorsed the governor 2 weeks later.
Yeah, let's get into that just a little bit, John. $6 million, according to the Star-Ledger, in federal Sandy recovery money went to a project apparently that was conceived years before Sandy hit, and the project located in a town, Belleville, which wasn't really hurt much by the storm. So what gives there?
There seemed to be, at least the inference is, that this money had gone there with some sense that there was going to be an endorsement coming back out of it. And this ended up being for a senior center, which after the fact, the claim was that it would be used for seniors who had to get evacuated from their homes in Belleville and elsewhere.
The funding here was announced less than 2 weeks before Belleville's Democratic mayor formally endorsed the governor for re-election.
Yep, and not surprising. He got a big help from the governor on a project that had been out there for quite a while. As I said, these are the kinds of things that I think we're going to see come out almost every day, and it's the famous drip, drip, drip.
And that drip, drip, drip is melting his poll numbers, isn't it?
It certainly is. I mean, you know, it depends on the poll you look at, but he's dropped a lot of points in both favorability and is he a good governor kinds of questions. Certainly his description as a bully is starting to pop up more.
Okay, let's switch focus for a moment. Today's NJ Spotlight story about the person who will now head the State Ethics Commission. And John, it's important to note the commission gets to rule on any ethics complaints against state officials involved in Bridgegate.
Yeah, and there's a story by one of our reporters, Mark Magyar. He took a look at the Ethics Commission that exists. It rules on basically complaints that oftentimes are short of criminal. And Mark's story today looked a little bit at the history of the commission and what has happened under the Christie administration. And most recently, it was the appointment of a new executive director of the commission who had been in his counsel's office, had then moved over to the Department of Education to be the counsel over there. She had been in the U.S. Attorney's office under him, and then also had been in the law firm with one of his closest allies, Bill Palatucci.
So it's important to note that Susana Espasa Guerrero is a former counsel in his office, as you said, who served with the nine aides subpoenaed in connection with Bridgegate.
Clearly an issue there. She was in that office, not when some of these things happened, but working alongside a lot of the folks who've been implicated in this.
Okay, and finally, John, from NorthJersey.com, the governor's brother, Todd Christie, and two business partners have bought and sold some properties near a PATH station in Harrison. The station's going to be renovated at a cost of $256 million. The area is going to be a lot more attractive to commuters. The renovation's championed by the governor. Is there anything illegal here, or is it just uncomfortable?
Unfortunately, real estate is very murky. It's not like the SEC, which has insider trading information. I mean, it was no great secret that there was going to be a new PATH station there. And it was probably a wise investment to buy properties. You know, these are folks, though, who sort of did have an inside track on what was happening there. It certainly is uncomfortable. And the point being that these folks should be a little more cognizant of how these things are perceived.
So, John, what's next, then, as far as the investigation into Bridgegate is concerned?
Well, we have the Joint Committee continues to meet, and these subpoenas are all out there, and folks are going to have to start responding to them. And I have a feeling we're going to hear a lot of folks getting up there and pleading their right not to incriminate themselves.
Why is that, do you think?
I just don't think that these folks are going to get up there and necessarily spill their beans. But I think with the federal prosecutor also looking at this, that's where, if there is some wrongdoing going on, that's where some deals could get cut and we'd start hearing about it.
So maybe if enough people don't talk, then this actually can go and fade into the rearview mirror for the governor.
I mean, he may be able to get over it, but I think this is going to go on for a while. I'll admit, initially when this all broke, you know, way back in September, I didn't think much of it. I wasn't sure it had some legs, but I, you know, very different opinion now. I think this is going to really dominate.
All right, John Mooney of NJ Spotlight, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.